Welcome to Meet the Designers and Makers with 74 Escape. In this series, we'll be introducing you to some of the creative minds behind the brands, ceramics, and artisanal goods available at this summer's store and gallery. Journey with us to discover where they find their inspiration and to hear the stories they tell with each and every piece.
Hi everyone, I'm Leila and I'm the Communications and Project Director of 74. Today we have Gökhan Eşili as our podcast guest. He's an ex-diplomat and an entrepreneur. His relationship with Cuba has begun in the mid-90s when he was stationed in Havana as a diplomat. During his term on the island, Mr. Eşili achieved several political and economic breakthroughs in diplomatic relations with the isolated nation. After his diplomatic career, he founded Momentum Cuba and created the Isla Plus brand to introduce Cuban healthcare and skincare products to the world. Hi, Gökhan. Welcome to our podcast.
Hi, Leila. Good to be here with you. Thanks for having me.
Thank you for joining us. Can you tell us a little bit about your bond with Cuba and how you decided to found your company, Momentum Cuba?
Well, as you mentioned in your lovely introduction, my background and my bond with Cuba spans now over 25 years. So I was stationed there as a young diplomat in the second half of the 90s. And that was a historic period because it was right after the fall of the Soviet Union and Cuba became alone in the communist camp after the Soviet Union vanished. And it entered economic hardships, which is called the special period in the history of Cuba, very harsh times. I was there. But then the country had decided to slowly open up to the world, step by step. And this was an interesting time for me. Although this opening up of Cuba really never happened, even as of today, if we look 25 years later, the opening of Cuba never has been realized to the extent that foreign people like us who have a bond with Cuba had expected it to be. But anyway, so this was an interesting period. But then I'm a businessman for 20 years, so my diplomatic career was short, but one part of it took place in Cuba at that time. But actually 20 years after my first stepping foot on the island, which was first of all 96, then 2016, was another historic year in Cuba, because that's when U.S. President Obama visited Cuba. This was the first visit of an American president after 88 years, and it was very historic. That same week, Rolling Stones made a concert in Cuba. That was historic too. And 1 month after that, Karl Lagerfeld held a Chanel cruise show, and the same week,
yes, I remember all Fast of those.
That was you know, all these celebrities in Havana. It was a historic moment. And then, actually, during that same period, one of the biggest Hollywood blockbuster movies, Fast and Furious, was partly shot in Cuba. So when you look at that time span in 2016, let's say 3 months, it was an amazing things happened in Cuba. So this was, from my perspective, the second opening up of Cuba. But actually, as I said previously, Cuba never really opened up. People thought it's opening up. And some of the reasons probably were also that after Obama, the Trump administration came in, and they tightened some of the restrictions on the island. But without extending too much of the history, which is known probably to some people, maybe not too many. Coming back to my journey, of course, during that time, I had realized that also, well, I wanted to sort of go back to Cuba and see really what's going to happen, if this opening is going to be realized. And then I saw that especially Americans were very much interested in the Cuban biotechnological and pharmaceutical products. So this is when I already had this idea of somehow digging deeper in that sector, because Cuba has a fantastic health sector and pharmaceutical products. So I realized that Americans were very eager to enter this sector of Cuba. But as I said, when Donald Trump came, this opening up never happened. And in terms of Cuba's opening to the world, to the international scene, but it was a motivation for me to go back to Cuba. And I, of course, before I was a diplomat, my second chapter in Cuba was as a businessman. So digging deeper in the biotech and pharma and health sector, I discovered many amazing products. And this is how I decided to create my company, which is called Momentum Cuba, and subsequently the Isla Plus brand, which probably we will speak in more detail after here.
Yeah. So going back to your point about the healthcare system in Cuba, in your opinion, what distinguishes the Cuban healthcare system from the rest of the world? Can you give us some comparative insights about Cuba's healthcare and pharma industry with regards to the West?
Well, you know, many people wonder. They say, how come this small island nation of 11 plus million that have cars from the 40s, 50s, and 60s, that has a decadent infrastructure, is so good in healthcare and pharmaceutics, and in some cases even superior than the Western countries? So the answer is very simple, because once the Cuban Revolution took part, the Castro government decided to allocate most of their resources into science, education, and especially medicine. So this is one of the reasons, the prime reasons, because the country totally focused on healthcare and pharma, and to be also independent from the rest of the world, because right after the Castro Revolution, as you know, the American embargo hit harshly Cuba. Mm-hmm. And well, after this decision, by prioritizing this healthcare in Cuba, obviously everything was state-run. One of the important things that distinguishes Cuba from the rest of the world, especially in the pharma sector, it's the only country that has a pharma sector that is not led by profit. So it's just aiming to cure their population. There is no profits involved. And the scientists who discover these fantastic products in Cuba, they don't become millionaires and billionaires like in the West. And the Cuban, another point is also the Cuban healthcare is, actually the Cuban Ministry of Health in Cuba is called the Ministry of Public Health. That also says something. So the healthcare system in Cuba is totally focused on the public. There is nothing private on the island. And healthcare less, because now in the last years the public sector has been fostered in some areas in Cuba, but mm-hmm. one of the places that there is no foreign investment and privatization allowed is public healthcare. So Cubans, actually, the Cuban health system is very much focused on preventive medicine. This is also one of the things that distinguishes Cuba from the rest of the world, because the pharma industry and the health systems of the Western countries are mostly focused on the cure. And it's a little bit sad to say that also pharma companies make money from the treatment of the people, whereas in Cuba the health system is prioritizing preventive medicine. So when you look at some of the statistics that are striking about Cuba, that proves that these strategies, public policies, allocation of national resources and preventive policies, some of their statistics beat Western outcomes. What are they, for example? Just to give you a few. So Cuba has the highest rate of doctors per capita. They have one of the lowest infant mortality rates. The life expectancy of the average Cuban is higher than in the citizens in the US and Europe. Cuba has sent approximately 500,000 healthcare products to over 160 countries during the approximately 60 years of the Cuban Revolution. And also, maybe we will talk about it later related to COVID-19. In Cuba, 80% and plus of the critical COVID patients have been cured, whereas in Europe, in the early stages, 80% of the patients in critical conditions had died. So this is, I think, some statistics that will show us that the policies adopted after the 59 revolution by the Castro government have bared their fruits regarding public health care.
Yeah. Let's also talk a little bit about the COVID-19 pandemic and Cuba's response to it. I know that Cuba sent thousands of medical staff abroad to help with the outbreak, and they were quite effective in handling the crisis. What are some lessons to take away for the rest of the world?
Well, first of all, Cuba has a very focused health diplomacy that they have been conducted over the years, over decades, sending their doctors and healthcare solutions to the most remote parts of the world, Africa, Asia, Latin America. So they have high on-the-ground experiences regarding epidemics, global outbreaks, and other similar medical conditions that occurred around the world over the last decades, like Ebola, like HIV, that until the COVID-19 hit us here in the, let's say, modern world, or let's say the Western world, we would watch these things from television. But now after COVID-19, we have also faced the harsh realities of these pandemic situations. So first of all, Cuba has a decades long of experiences on the ground, like no other nation on earth, probably. Second, they have very good and practical products and medicine to deploy to their citizens in case of emergencies. For example, when COVID-19 started in Cuba, they developed a homeopathic antiviral sublingual drops, and they were they distributed to the 11.2 million population entirely. So this was, of course, not something that 100% prevents COVID-19 or cures it, but it was a antiviral formula that they had developed priorly. So and this this had a very effective outcome on the population. So one of the in one of the declarations of the Cuban Ministry of Health officials, I'm not sure if it was like the Cuban Dr. Fauci or it was the Minister of Health, but one of the top officials actually made a joke comparing Cuba to Sweden. And they said, the Cuban representative said, you know, if you compare Sweden and Cuba, Sweden is the most positive example of socialism in Europe, with a high GDP per capita and a similar population to us, meaning Cuba, because Cuba is 11.2 million and Sweden is 10.2 million. So he said, and sometimes we are regarded as the failed communist state. So, and he was comparing the death tolls in both countries. So I just checked today to update these numbers as of beginning of June. Sweden has 14,000 COVID deaths and Cuba has 960. So similar, similar populations. Sweden is very advanced and it's social democracy. I don't know if you can say it's socialist, because socialist is a different political connotation, but Sweden has is a social state, and Cuba, of course, some regard it as a communist failed economy, but of course the Cuban health representative was joking about it. And this also shows that the practical solutions that Cubans have, because they have hundreds and thousands of products that are natural, homeopathic, and very practical products that can maybe be a very good solution in these type of circumstances. So yes, also Cuba was the, as you had mentioned in your question, so Cuba was the only country that during the first stages of the pandemic last year send its medical staff and doctors to over 30 countries. So, and this is at the time when in Europe, in countries like Italy, in a region, in the northern regions of Italy, with the highest GDP per capita and with luxury goods manufacturers in those regions, people were dying because they didn't have access to some basic products like masks, sanitizer, and that was, you know, we've all watched that in Europe, people were trying to get other countries' masks, etc. So it was like a actually tragic situation for us people living in the West, because you had Ferrari, Lamborghini factories, but you didn't have masks. So, and Cuba does is using 56 model Chevrolets with different engines, and maybe their four wheels are different, but they don't have Ferraris and Lamborghinis, but they were exporting their medicine and their health know-how to many nations and saving lives.
Amazing. So how does this all come together in your brand Isla Plus? What kind of unique products do you have under this brand, and how do they get developed?
Well, you know, our company actually has created, we have created the Isla Plus brand, and it is the first international brand bringing Cuba's health products to the global consumer. This is like our vision. So when I was, my second chapter related to Cuba as a businessman entering biotechnology and health, I was digging inside these different state companies, and I was every day discovering different amazing products. And it was like a very interesting journey, you know, discovering. And priorly, of course, I didn't have any experience in health and science, although my mom's a doctor, and maybe I have some doctors in my family, but my dad was a diplomat, so I took his path. So I'm now maybe in between. I'm not a doctor, but I'm in between health and diplomacy. So I probably balanced also taking something from my mom. So, I was discovering amazing products, you know, natural products, homeopathic products, dermocosmetics, and also pharmaceutics. But the pharmaceutical products, we cannot brand under our Isla Plus name, because you cannot brand and sell pharmaceutics as you can do natural products. So so this was like discovering a treasure, you know. And when we were talking with the creative people about the branding, and we were looking for a slogan, so I was always saying, you know, let's find something like Nike slogan is Just Do It. So what is our Just Do It? We came with many things, but one day I said, you know, Cuban science is treasure. So everybody loved it, because it really reflects Cuba, because everything is science-backed and it's a treasure. And, you know, since we were a child, we were always watching these treasure hunters and pirates of the Caribbean, going to the Caribbean looking for a treasure. So actually it fit, because to find a treasure, you have to take a journey, and most of the time, this is probably in the Caribbean. So Cuba is the biggest island in the Caribbean. And to find the treasure, you have to go on adventure and you have to dig deep. So this was totally actually what I was doing, but in a more, different sense, digging into Cuban science, because Cuba as a businessman is difficult to enter and to penetrate, and especially the Cuban pharma sector, which is very strictly controlled by the Cuban government and the Cuban intelligence services, as an outsider is even harder to penetrate. So this was my journey. And then my vision was to bring all these different products, like a best of each category under a brand. So we came up with the Isla Plus. So Isla stands for island, which is Cuba, and plus means many things that are, as plus resembles in medicine. So to be more specific on your question, what are our products? What is the difference of these products? Well, basically, we have two categories of products. We have natural supplements, and then we have dermocosmetics, which also have actually three different subcategories. So our natural supplements, we have one of the best organic iron supplements, which is used also by Cuban Olympic athletes. It's used by cancer patients, and it's used by anybody who wants to have a strong immune system and a strong performance. Then we have very good and very unique product that is only created in Cuba. It's for bone health, joint health, and strength. It's used again by Cuban Olympic athletes, and people who are performing under hard circumstances. But this is used in Cuba also widely, and we are promoting it for osteoporosis, which is women entering pre and after menopausis have these problems. And there is fibromyalgia, lupus, which are diseases related to bone strength, joints. And this is very useful for these type of conditions. And then we have more common products that people also know in other countries, which is Moringa and spirulina. Well, but our Moringa has a very interesting backstory, because Cuban revolutionary leader Fidel Castro, when he retired from government, his five last years of his life, he died when he was 91. He became a Moringa farmer. He loved it, and he created special Moringa farms and seeds with all the top Cuban scientists involved. And then our dermocosmetics are actually very unique, because these dermocosmetics were developed or started being developed at the end of the 90s. So when in the 80s, I think it was 1986, the Chernobyl nuclear disaster happened, which came again into the spotlight after the Netflix series. By the way, it was an amazing series. Mm-hmm. Castro, in the middle of the 90s, early 90s, he developed a treatment program for the Chernobyl children. Around during 15 to 20 years, Cuba treated around 33 to 35,000 Chernobyl children that were victims of this, the biggest nuclear disaster ever seen, that humankind ever experienced. So when I was in Cuba, I was had the chance to visit the sites where these children were treated. It was amazing. It was the treatment facilities were like holiday villages next to the sea. So you used to see all these children running around in shorts and bath trunks, and with the doctors around them. So generally speaking, when a nuclear disaster happens, or let's say in the Chernobyl nuclear disaster, at least that I know, there was two main categories of damages done. One was respiratory problems, many respiratory problems, including respiratory type of cancer, lung cancer, and then skin conditions because of the nuclear acid rain, probably, or the nuclear damage. So the Cubans, the Cuban doctors, created special formulas of dermocosmetics that cured the skin diseases that happened basically two ways. One of them directly through the nuclear exposure, and then also some of the skin diseases occurred later because of the trauma that these little kids had experienced. And this is also related with the immune system, to the psychological shock. So conditions like vitiligo, psoriasis, and alopecia, which is the fall of the outcomes, were consequences of this shock and this nuclear horror these kids have lived. And I saw these Ukrainian, or let's say ex-Soviet kids, who are usually blonde, but they had spots on their bodies that was like as white as milk. So these Cuban scientists over the years developed special formulas to rejuvenate the skin, to activate the pigmenting cells that through repigmentation, many of these people were at least partially or in also an important percentage totally cured. So this was an amazing medical achievement. So you know, when you talk about a medical system or a pharma system that really cures such a disaster for such a long time, this is a superior experience than any other clinical trials conducted in any other countries. Because when you conduct clinical trials for any type of dermocosmetics or even higher required pharmaceutical products, it's probably with a couple hundred or thousand cases or patients. So Cuba treated these thousands of people. So what I'm trying to come from this, what is the conclusion? That this shows the total experience of Cuba and the depth of Cuba's science and achievements. But of course, because Cuba has been isolated over the years and it still is isolated, you don't get to hear these things. Even I mean, this is, nobody probably has heard about it in the West. I had some meetings recently in Russia with some Russian scientists, and even some of the younger generation Russian scientists had never heard it, and they were very, very moved because the products that I had given them probably maybe cured some of their relatives three decades ago. It was a very interesting backstory, and in the conversation they couldn't believe it. They started putting these things on Google and they were emotionally moved. So what we have done, maybe I have extended my explanation a bit, but you know, it's important to know what is the backstory of our products related to Cuba, Cuban science. What we have done is, what I have done or my company has done is, we have teamed up with the Cuban scientists to upgrade these products in a couple of ways. We have upgraded their formulations to the requirements of 2021 and further. Of course, we have given them also a better branding and image and look in general, because to be able to competitive in a free market economy, as you know, is just to have a good product is not enough. You have to have the best product, and mm-hmm. also to be able to compete with the other products. Also, the treatments, many treatments of the Cuban science and the healthcare, it's a both way thing, even in the dermatology, because the cure also is supported from inside. So that's why our Isla Plus brand many products complement each other. So if you have a strong immune system and you feel good, also your skin conditions will be cured better with the products that are required to put on your skin. So as I said, we have amazing supplements. We have dermocosmetics that cure diseases or help to cure diseases like vitiligo, psoriasis, and hair loss. And then we have developed hair and body group from the same biotechnological active ingredients. And this is also branded under our Isla Plus brand, also for the normal consumer, let's say mostly for the ladies, because this is also how we also created the two luxury products under our Isla Plus brand, which is called Isla Plus Crema de Havana, which means cream of Havana. So when we saw the amazing effect of these products with a little touch and a little marketing and some scientific upgrade, we produced for now the first two products of our luxury line. And this is has been created in our laboratories with the Cuban scientists. These are two new products. So it took us almost a year to create these products, these two products, with many research, development, testing on cells, on different type of cells, et cetera, et cetera. And the outcome has been amazing, because right now I can easily say that our customer satisfaction, especially in the luxury line of products, is probably around 90%.
Wow, that's an amazing ratio.
yeah, well.
So based on your wholesome approach, you know, what you put inside your body, supplementing what you put outside on your skin, what would you say your personal healthcare philosophy is?
Well, I mean, to be honest, I've never been a guy that used any special things before. I never used too many cosmetics before. So I was like, to be honest, if I was the guy 10 years ago, I would probably not have been the perfect potential client for my brand, to be honest. But when you pass certain mileages in your age, I mean, 30, 40, 50, 60, you know, I hope we'll go to 100, you realize that your energy and your level of recuperation is not the same. This is a fact. So it is very important, first of all, to have a positive mental attitude in life. I think this is very important. This doesn't have to do anything maybe with healthcare products, maybe at the first instance, because you have to be positive. But also, when you use products like ours that make your immune system stronger, your energy higher, and your skin shinier, your hair better, also this motivates your attitude towards life. So it's sometimes the chicken or the egg, or the egg or the and the chicken. So it's a both way street. So actually, when you feel more energetic, when you feel more beautiful, and when you feel more healthy, also your positivity goes up. And so I think a balanced lifestyle is always important. Positivity, using good supplements, and enjoying life. The food and nutrition available to us on a daily basis in the shops and the supermarkets have been lately a much lower quality than when we were growing up. So this is another thing that probably why we need more natural supplements, and to take in our body the necessary vitamins, minerals, and other stuff that probably we are not able to get anymore through these the food available around us. So also, as the lifespan of the people are getting longer and longer, we have to maintain our body in much better shape, because we need healthier bones, healthier joints, healthier teeth, healthier hair and skin. So that's why I think we need Isla Plus products more and more in our lives.
Great. And finally, I'd like to ask you what your future plans are for Isla Plus and Momentum Cuba.
Well, our brand's aim is to expand internationally. We will continue investing in research and development to create new groundbreaking products in supplements, dermacosmetics, and also we will for sure expand our luxury cosmetic brand with new different regions in the world. Also, as Momentum Cuba, we are dealing with pharmaceutical products, biotechnological products. And our main focus here is immune therapies who have multipurpose use from quality of life to other to the cure of other diseases.
Amazing. Thank you so much for joining us, Gökhan. You are one of our first health and wellness guests.
Well, thank you very much for having me. I hope you had some interesting insights into Cuba, the products coming out of Cuba, and how this can affect the daily life of other people.
I can't wait to try them.
Please do.
Thank you so much.